Have you ever wondered whether the supply chain logic we've been chasing for the past few decades might be coming apart? We used to compete over whose costs were lowest, whose routes were shortest. Efficiency was everything. But in these recent years, starting with the shock of Trump's tariffs, I've watched the strategies of companies around the world undergo a fundamental shift. The point is no longer to economize to the extreme, but to be able to hold on. Diversified positioning, localized production, a little redundancy left in the design, these things that used to be treated as waste have now become the very keys to survival. What I find most interesting is the situation Taiwan's semiconductor industry is in. Its fragility is really three layers stacked on top of each other: water, under extreme climate, the reservoirs silt up, power, the grid stalls the moment it runs into social protest, and the manufacturing cluster is highly concentrated in one single geography. If any one layer fails, the whole chain shakes. This is what the question of resilience looks like, in its most real form, when it plays out across infrastructure. I've also been thinking about another path. Take the recovery of precious metals from circuit boards, building local recycling facilities. On the surface, it's a circular economy, but at its core, it's really about reducing our dependence on imported raw materials. Of course, resilience comes at a price. Costs go up. Efficiency takes a discount. Is it worth it? Where exactly does that balance point lie? I don't have an answer myself yet, but what I am sure of is that betting all our resources on the average case is no longer enough. What we have to face are those events that rarely happen, but that turn deadly the moment they do.